The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. The October Blind Post has a notification that Murat Magazine comes in two accessible digital versions. WritingWorksWonders.com has a series of podcasts that you might like. Catalogs.com has a list of the latest tech available from them. SightScotland.org.uk has a very informative series on what is Braille. There are several items on that that I didn't know. NewEnglandLowVision.com has a series of developments that have come out lately. And the Fedorov Restore Vision Clinic in Berlin, Germany, has a list of vision conditions that they have therapies for. So let's get started. From the Blind Post, October edition, accessibility statement. Each issue of the new crochet magazine, Murat, comes with two accessible digital versions. The easy-to-read large print version has simplified PDF with easy-read all-black text in 24-point Arial font, single-column format, and some pattern wording, charts, and layout adjusted for easier viewing. The easy-to-read read-aloud issue has simplified PDF to be screen reader friendly with easy read text in 24-point Arial and some pattern wording, charts, and layout adjusted for easier viewing. Murat Magazine is available at https://mooritmag.com/products/murat-issue-no-1. Writing Works Wonders, Uplifting for Writers and Readers, Advancing Beyond Barriers, Live Events, Workshops, Author Interviews, and More. Encouraging and inspiring you at www.writingworkswonders.com. October 1st podcast was an interview with Jim Azevedo from Smashwords. October 8th had Annie Chiappetta, Workshop Audible Prompting for Presentations and Performers. October 15th, interview with Peter Altschul, author, blogger, and podcaster. October 22nd, interview with Mur Lafferty of Escaped Pod Podcast. October 29th, open mic, Halloween theme, fun presenting in character. November 5th will be Nana Rito, NANOWRIMO, National Novel Writing Month. From catalogs.com, Latest Technology for the Blind by Catalogs editorial staff. LVES offers hope to many. Some of the most exciting advances in new technology for the blind includes the Low Vision Enhancement System, LVES, currently being tested at Johns Hopkins University. The system, which includes three cameras embedded in a goggle-like headset, captures and magnifies images in the standard visual range, including those typically labeled peripheral vision. The result is a complete wide-angle view of the surroundings at a magnification level that allows a near-normal level of information to be gathered from purely visual input. Before you continue reading about the latest technology for the blind, there is a special announcement that we would like to share with you. Catalogs.com has negotiated special Medicare rates for our vibrant community of seniors. If you are over the age of 60, you can head over to our Seniors Health section, that's a hot link, which is full of information about Medicare. All you need is your zip code and a few minutes of your time to potentially save hundreds of dollars on your Medicare bills. Get free catalogs when you sign up. Don't wait. Sign up and get undefined free shipping offers, discount codes, and lots of savings now. Where a full visual enhancement system is not practical or even needed, a variety of low vision aids exist to help with everyday activities. SARA Systems, S-A-R-A, which stands for Scanning and Reading Appliance, is a device that allows the user to scan and hear a book, newspaper, or other printed document. Many allow the user to control reading speed, and some even permit word-by-word or spelling options so the user can clarify any difficult passages. Some Sara systems are large and require the user to bring the written material to the device, but new purse-sized portable units are making travel, visits to libraries, and even menu use in restaurants easier for those facing visual challenges. Portable desktop and handheld cameras for laptops. One of the most exciting devices to emerge in recent years is the handheld multi-directional camera. This tiny, palm-sized device connects to a user's laptop to allow a user-controlled, magnified view of any object, printed document, or other visual element to be seen on the laptop screen. A user could browse the titles on a bookshelf, examine the details in a painting, look closely at a flower in the garden, or see clearly the details of a loved one's face. The small size and laptop capability means this view is not limited to a few locations or within a few feet of a desktop computer. Voice recognition software. One of the most exciting business advances in technology for blind comes in the form of new and far better voice recognition software. New programs and highly sensitive sound equipment allows users to create business reports, emails, or other printed documents with a greater degree of accuracy than the average typed document. The new programs work from ordinary speech with an accuracy rate of over 99%. Users no longer have to modify speech patterns to be understood. The newest programs capture ordinary conversational tones and rates. Playback features allow users to proof and correct content quickly and easily. Other devices still make life easier. Many of the traditional low-tech tools offer reliable assistance to those dealing with low vision issues. Items such as large button telephones and keyboards, desktop magnifiers, and talking clocks provide an affordable and effective option for making daily life easier and helping maintain independence. While research into causes and cures for blindness continues, today's technology is making it easier for the blind to enjoy a visually enhanced life. From sightscotland.org.uk, what is Braille? Braille is a tactile system that allows blind and partially sighted people to access literacy by reading and writing. Braille is read by touch by using the pads of the fingers to feel the letters and symbols. Braille can be written in a variety of ways using specialist equipment or specific computer software. Braille is available in nearly every language and is used all over the world. In Scotland, we use the Unified English Braille, UEB, code. Who uses Braille? Braille is typically used by blind, partially sighted, and deafblind people. It is possible to learn Braille at any age. Braille is hugely important to blind and visually impaired people as a method of accessing literacy and has the potential to promote intellectual freedom, equal opportunity, and personal security. Teaching Braille to young children is important because it is a much better way to help them understand concepts related to spelling, punctuation, and grammar than simply listening to audiobooks. In the case of adapted print readers, Braille is considered in situations where functional vision and media assessment indicates that a pupil's use of print is challenged and is making it difficult for the pupil to keep up with academic work. Teachers and others who are not visually impaired tend to read Braille by sight rather than by touch. Parents who have a child with a visual impairment often choose to learn Braille alongside their child. In Scotland, specialist teachers who teach Braille are called Qualified Teachers of the Visually Impaired, QTVI. Who invented Braille? Braille was developed by Louis Braille in France in the 1820s. His code continues to have a huge impact on the lives of blind and partially sighted people 200 years later. Learn more about Louis Braille and his achievements on their hot link. How are Braille symbols formed? Braille symbols are formed within units of space known as Braille cells. A full Braille cell consists of 6 raised dots arranged in 2 parallel vertical columns of 3 dots, like the number 6 on a dice or domino. The dot positions are identified by numbers 1 through 6. 64 combinations are possible using one or more of these 6 dots, including the completely full and completely empty cell. Combinations of dots within the cells are used to represent individual letters, numbers, punctuation signs, groups of letters, or even a whole word. Braille is usually read with the index or first finger of one or both hands. Uncontracted Braille. When every letter of every word, punctuation mark, and number is expressed in Braille, it is called uncontracted Braille. People who are learning Braille will usually start out with uncontracted Braille. Books and documents can be translated into uncontracted Braille, but these tend to become quite large and bulky. as uncontracted Braille takes up more space on a page. For some children and adults, there may be particular reasons why learning only uncontracted Braille is appropriate. For most people using Braille, especially children who are learning literacy via the medium of Braille, the code is introduced in a unique sequential order, progressing naturally from uncontracted to contracted Braille as learners progress through their chosen Braille reading scheme. Contracted Braille uses cells, individually or in combination with others, to form a variety of contractions which represent specific groups of letters or whole words, sort of like a shorthand. There are 180 different letter contractions and 75 short-form words used in the Contracted Unified English Braille, UEB, code. Contracted Braille has its advantages, in particular for use with longer reading material, as it helps to speed up reading. From a production perspective, contracted Braille takes up less room on a page than uncontracted Braille, requiring less paper and therefore reducing the bulkiness and cost of some embossed Braille materials. Contracted Braille is therefore used most often for books and publications. Here are some examples of the types of sentences that you might find in an early contracted Braille reading book for children. I do like that cat, but I like that dog, too. The words do, like, that, but, like, and that are all known as alphabetic word signs, where one letter of the alphabet is used in Braille to represent a whole word. D equals do, L equals like, T equals that, B equals but. I have a good little dog. The word have is an alphabetic word sign. The words good and little are known as short forms where individual words have special Braille abbreviations. GD equals good. LL equals little. I like the little cat and the big dog. The word like is an alphabetic word sign. Little is a short form. The words and the are known as word sign contractions where a specific combination of dots on the one Braille cell represent a whole word. L equals like, double L equals little, dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 equals and, dots 1, 2, 4, 6 equals the. How is Braille written? Braille can be written on paper using a Perkins Brailler, which produces embossed Braille directly onto a page. Unlike a typewriter, a Perkins Brailler has just 6 keys and a space bar for writing. The keys correspond with the 6 dots of a Braille cell. The user presses single or multiple keys at the same time to write letters, words, numbers, or mathematical or music symbols. There are additional keys for backspace and advancing onto a new line. Handheld Braille labeling machines can produce sticky labels with words written in Braille, which can be used to label items. Knowledge of Braille is not needed for using these machines. Digital assistive technology provides further means for blind and visually impaired people to utilize Braille in daily life. Electronic Braille note takers serve as Braille word processors and also possess the functionality of a smartphone or tablet. These devices not only enable users to complete written work tasks, but also produce hard copies of their work in either Braille or print. Additionally, these devices enable users to send and receive emails, browse the internet, and read or listen to digital books using a combination of the refreshable Braille display and speech output. There are also standalone electronic refreshable Braille displays. Both these and Braille note takers can be linked to a PC or laptop with screen reading software enabled to create a multifunctional Braille-based IT setup. Math and music notations. Louis Braille created Braille music notation at the same time as he devised the literary Braille code. It uses the same 6-dot configuration to represent notes, pitch, and rhythm. Braille music must be read first and memorized, as it's not possible to read Braille music and play an instrument at the same time. There is also a separate technical Braille code for mathematical and scientific symbols. Is Braille difficult to learn? In the same way that mastering print reading and writing requires sequential learning and practice, so too does Braille. For a young child learning Braille, there are particular pre-Braille skills that are useful to have in preparation for beginning to learn to read and write Braille. These skills include, but are not limited to, fine motor, tactile discrimination, spatial awareness, and auditory awareness. With a carefully tailored, child-centered approach, young Braille learners can progress to become fluent readers. The Royal Blind School teaches blind and visually impaired children and young people to read and write Braille. At the school, pupils start to learn Braille by embarking on a pre-Braille program tailored to meet individual pupil needs. They then progress to learning Braille using a dedicated progressive Braille reading scheme. Pupils learn to write alongside reading, first using a Perkins Brailler and then progressing to digital electronic Braille devices. NELowVision.com is the website for New England Low Vision and Blindness. Speak with an expert at 888-211-6933. UltraMag 5 Special Offer. The UltraMag 5 is a handheld electronic video magnifier that you can take anywhere. October is Blindness Awareness Month and filled with reminders that spotlight people who are blind and blindness issues. And we at New England Low Vision and Blindness are excited to join the celebrations. There are so many reasons to celebrate blindness awareness in October. Here are just a few of them. World Blindness Awareness Month, hashtag Blindness Awareness Month. World Blindness Awareness Month was established for every October to help people understand the realities of living without sight. The World Health Organization estimates that almost 285 million people suffer from blindness or visual impairment worldwide. In the United States, about 4 million Americans are blind, and 47,000, one person every minute, become blind each year. At least 40 of the 50 United States and countries worldwide organize events through the month of October as part of World Blindness Awareness Month to bring awareness to blindness and related blindness issues. Eye Care Awareness Month, hashtag Eye Care Awareness Month. Eye Care Awareness Month takes place each October to raise awareness to the importance of eye health and to preventable and treatable blindness. It is said that up to 80% of blindness is avoidable through prevention or treatment. As part of Eye Care Awareness Month, people are encouraged to have an annual eye exam. Most health insurance plans cover basic eye exams every 24 months, and most vision plans cover annual eye exams. Eye exams by qualified eye care professionals, ECPs, are important to maintain eye health and to prevent vision loss. Meet the Blind Month, hashtag MTBM16 / hashtag NFBMTBM. According to the National Federation for the Blind, NFB, October is Meet the Blind Month. During Meet the Blind Month, the NFB holds outreach activities to create opportunities and to encourage people to meet blind people living in their communities and to realize that blind people are vital contributing members of society. Meet the Blind Month has its own Twitter hashtag. If you want real-time information, Meet the Blind Month events. Hashtag MTBM16 and hashtag NFBMTBM. Children's Vision Month. October has also been declared Children's Vision Month to encourage parents to book annual eye exams for their children to ensure their eye health. Eye exams can begin as early as 6 months and are important to detect and prevent vision loss and to protect eye health. 1 in 4 kids are said to have vision problems. Many of these go unnoticed without a full screening from a qualified eye care professional. Since 80% of learning is said to be visual, eye exams can often make the difference for kids' success at school. Children's Vision Month highlights the importance of getting children's eyes examined, preferably once a year. National Braille Week, October 8th to 14th, hashtag National Braille Week. National Braille Week is observed October 8th to 14th to raise awareness of Braille and other non-visual systems that open up written text and literacy to visually impaired people. Braille is more than 200 years old and is used in 120 countries. Braille helps people write and read books, magazines, exam papers, business and legal documents, use phones, computers, and other smart devices, to name just a few. Braille is all around us on ATMs, elevators, wayfinding signs, in hospitals, public and private buildings, and beyond. National Braille Week helps us be mindful of the importance of Braille and to understand how more needs to be done to incorporate Braille to increase literacy and give equal access to blind and visually impaired people worldwide. World Sight Day, October 11th. Hashtag World Sight Day. World Sight Day is held the second Thursday of every October as a global event to bring awareness to avoidable blindness and visual impairment issues. World Sight Day has 3 goals: to raise public awareness about blindness and vision impairment, to influence governments to support blindness prevention, to educate people about avoidable blindness. The International Agency for the Prevention of Blindness, IAPB, hotlink, under the direction of the UN's World Health Organization, WHO, and the Lions Club International, Hotlink, work together to coordinate activities and events the world over to celebrate World Sight Day. White Cane Safety Day, October 15th, hashtag White Cane Safety Day. White Cane Safety Day was first signed and proclaimed by President Lyndon B. Johnson on October 15, 1964. White Cane Safety Day celebrates the achievements of blind and visually impaired people, as well as to recognize the white cane as a staff of independence for blind people. White Cane Safety Day is a day where governments reaffirm commitments to providing services to increase the independence and self-sufficiency of blind and visually impaired people. White Cane Safety Day is also a day to remind motorists and pedestrians to yield to people using white canes. During White Cane Safety Day, people conduct meetings and ceremonies, set up displays, have special walks, hand out T-shirts and literature, and release public service announcements as part of the celebrations. Blind Americans Equality Day, October 15th. In addition to White Cane Safety Day, President Barack Obama named every October 15th to be Blind Americans Equality Day to celebrate the important role blind and visually impaired Americans have played in the nation's life and culture. Blind Americans Equality Day celebrates the contributions of blind and visually impaired Americans and calls for greater equality in access for all. Eye Injury Prevention Month. Eye injuries happen at work, at home, at school, in sports. 90% of all eye injuries could be prevented by taking a few precautions and wearing the proper protective eyewear. All About Vision, Hotlink, has some great resources for preventing eye injuries, Hotlink, and the 7 most common eye injuries and how to treat them, Hotlink. Home Eye Safety Month. Did you know that approximately half of all eye injuries occur around the home? A total of 1.5 million eye injuries happen at home each year. The most common injuries happen in the yard, garage, or garden. Another 125,000 eye injuries per year are caused by accidents involving common household cleaning products. The good news is that nearly 90% of these eye injuries are preventable. October is Home Eye Safety Month, a time to learn about eye safety and eye injury prevention around the home. A good place to start is the Eye Safety at Home page on the Prevent Blindness website. Celebrate blindness awareness every day. October is a great month to highlight blindness and to celebrate people who are blind. However, we need to work together to ensure our blindness community is remembered throughout the year and not just during this important month. At New England Low Vision and Blindness, Hotlink, we celebrate people with blindness every day of every month and help them to live full, independent lives by providing leading blindness aids, software, and training services, Hotlinks, to help them enhance their daily living and do the things they love. To learn more about blindness issues or about the blindness technology aids, software, and training services we offer, call us at 888-211-6933 or email info@nelowvision.com. From the RestoreVisionClinic.com, Fedorov Restoration Therapy improves quality of life. Improved formal vision, like enhanced visual acuity and increased visual field, are significant benefits of Fedorov therapy that we believe contribute to an improved quality of life. Our patients are the basis for this belief. We ask each Restore Vision Clinic patient to measure their perceived quality of life before and after treatment. Their personal assessments describe improved social function and independence, which they attribute to a significantly improved quality of life. How does Fedorov Restoration Therapy work? Fedorov therapy is based on a relatively new technology developed in the 1990s and used clinically since 1991. Repeated transorbital alternating current stimulation, small RT, capital A, capital C, capital S, doesn't require an operation or the implantation of electrodes in the eye. Fedorov therapy isn't aimed at the replacement of damaged cells, but instead is focused on increasing the usefulness of preserved neurons on the retina and on the improvement of conductivity along the optic nerve. Research has shown that if such stimulation is performed over a period of several weeks, there's significant activation of the visual system at all levels and throughout the brain. This new functional state of the visual system is referred to as induced plasticity. Such plasticity is strongly needed to restore sight when there's deterioration as a result of optic nerve damage. Has the effectiveness of Fedorov therapy been clinically proven and recommended for public use? This technology was proven in large multi-center trials conducted at clinical centers like Charité in Berlin and other major universities in Germany. These trials were designed as randomized, double-blind, and placebo-controlled evidence class 1B studies. You can read more concerning the details of how the trials were done on our publication page. Does Fedorov therapy require surgery or any invasive procedures? Our patented therapy is a non-invasive and non-surgical way to naturally restore visual functions accomplished by applying weak currents around the eye. Is the procedure painful? Absolutely not. Normally, for more than 90% of patients, sessions of Fedorov therapy are well tolerated and without painful sensations. For highly sensitive people, some type of sensation, such as moderate tingling, might occur. Are there any restrictions related to eye strain that I should follow during and after treatment, like not using a PC or no reading? There are no specific restrictions connected to eye strain. You can use a computer and read, but you shouldn't spend more than 3 hours a day in front of a computer during your stay in Berlin. Some patients feel tired after the therapy, but a few hours of rest allows most patients to overcome it completely. After completion of our course of therapy, it's very important to follow our suggested regime for 2 to 4 weeks. Can Fedorov restoration therapy be done at home? No, it is not possible, and doing so can be harmful. Therapeutic electrical stimulation should only be performed in a clinic under a doctor's supervision. Can the therapy be done for only one eye? Where there's damage to only one eye, the treatment focuses on that particular eye, but some electrical currents are sent to the healthy eye because both eyes are part of one visual system that is developed to provide communication between them. The healthy eye is used to getting more activation in the visual cortex, which is connected with the damaged eye. Stimulation of the non-affected eye has more meaningful activation on the brain, which will support the affected eye. Before we start electrical stimulation therapy, your healthy eye is checked with retinal tomography, OCT, to rule out any abnormalities. If they're ruled out, there's no risk concerning any deterioration for the healthy eye. Of course, if you are concerned about your unaffected eye, the therapy can be done only for the damaged eye. Does anyone offer your treatment outside of Germany, or would I have to come to Germany? There are no branches or facilities outside of Germany where Fedorov therapy can be received. Our patients travel from all over the world for the services we provide in Berlin. Can I contact one of your previous patients who benefited from therapy? We would recommend visiting our website where patients' stories are published. We update this list regularly to provide a view to our patient experiences and improvements. Direct contact with a particular patient is possible, but it can be done only after their permission is provided. Once they give permission for you to contact them, we can forward you their information. There are 6 conditions that the Fedorov Restoration Vision Clinic treats: ischemic optic neuropathy, retinitis pigmentosa, optic neuritis group, traumatic optic nerve damage, optic nerve hypoplasia, and low vision after a tumor. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Happy November.